trivia, discussions, opinions, and the chance to have your say. Welcome to the Topical Resort.
As mentioned, indeed, welcome to the Topical Resort. A rather sinister intro today because I thought, why not? And it's also a way to buy time while I open my notes, which I forgot to open. So, while we do that, why don't you find out what's coming up on the show today? And that's a good question. Well, coming up on the show today is Sega movies and TV shows. Which, in the TV shows part, includes, you know, anime, cartoons, maybe live action if you can find something about that. Who knows? Anyway, we're going to start off this show by getting something out of the way, which I know will annoy some people. So why don't we start off with, from Sega Hargo's vocal tracks, Junen Saki Susume, here is the title theme itself. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Topical Resort. I am your host, Green Viper 8, and welcome back to another lovely and sunny day. Well, except it was a windy and sunny day, and then it started off good, and then it just went downhill, and now it's just cloudy and dark. 7 o'clock, and I already have my lights turned on. This is brilliant. So what you just heard there was from Sonic the Hedgehog Sat-EM, and that was The Fastest Thing Alive, the title theme. Jamie brought up a good point. What's with the sound quality? It sounds a bit poor. That's a good question. Don't blame me. Blame Radio Sega themselves, because I got that directly off their playlist. I should have probably checked it, because I think there's also an extended version if you look elsewhere. So maybe there was one with better quality as well. And before that... As already mentioned, that was from Sega Hargo's vocal tracks, Junin Saki Isusume. That was the title theme itself, Junin Saki Isusume. And apologies, I'm going to have to take a drink because I almost died. It's a perfect time to find a ring, thank you. Oh dear. They wished for it, they were like, come on, please die. And now I'm going to finally die. You're all horrible people. So... Oh god, I'm so sorry. So the topic of this episode is obviously Sega movies and TV shows, and as I said before, Sega movie, it can be live action, it can be animated. A TV show, it could be live action, it could be an anime, it could be cartoons, it could be any of those. As long as it has some sort of relation to Sega and has a relation to movies or TV shows, it qualifies. And as I've already said, Jane brings up a good point. If there is, say, a TV show or a movie that I haven't included that you would perhaps like me to include, just, like, you know, hit me up in a DM, in a Discord direct message, or perhaps a Twitter direct message. Where can you get in contact with me? Through radiosc.ga/Discord if you'd like to Discord PM me, or tweet at me at TheGreenViper8 if, you know, you'd like to make a complaint about the show, you really hate it. It seems like a good idea to me, at least. But, yeah. You just, like, if you want to send in something in the request resort as well that hasn't been, you know, put on the list for the episode, just, you know, hit me up with an MP3 and I will try and play it on the show. Aside from that, I don't think I have anything else to talk about, really. Truth be told. Yes, Jamie says, tweet at the real faker. Let's see if at the real faker exists. There is a at the real faker, and it's just a test account. That's brilliant. That's such a shame. Whatever. Anyway, I think we're just going to probably get on with some more music for now. So why don't we listen to Potential Ability Heart to Heart from Phantasy Star Online 2, the animation. Enjoy. Thank you.
Request Resort. Send your request relating to the topic of the episode in a tweet to @RadioSega or the Green Viper 8, or send it in a Discord DM to Green Viper 8 through our Discord server at radiose.ga/Discord.
Oh boy, welcome back to Topical Resort. What you just heard there was from Sonic X, and it was Sonic Drive, the full version. You know, both singers are actually in it. And that was the theme of the Japanese version, because all three versions had a different theme. Sonic X's American theme was obviously infamous for its, you know, gotta go fast theme. And Sonic X's European theme was literally the show's name chanted over and over again until the theme song ended. That was the one I obviously grew up with for that show, because me, myself, being European, I remember watching that quite a lot. Like, wake up at 6 o'clock to watch some Sonic X, even when I wasn't particularly that into the series. I think that was probably... That and Sonic Rush was what probably sparked me into it, and I haven't left since. And before that was from Phantasy Star Online to the anime, and that was Potential Ability Heart to Heart. And a very good question was asked over on our Twitter feed, at Radio Sega. At Radio Sega, not Radio SE.GA, silly me. Now playing is Potential Ability Heart to Heart from Phantasy Star Online to the animation. Who here's seen the anime? So if you have seen the anime, why don't you go over to our Twitter page and, you know, tell us about your experiences with it. I personally... I just ate, like, right before this, so that's probably why I'm sucking right now. But, what am I even trying to say anymore? I forgot what I said. If you have an opinion on Phantasy Star Online 2, the anime, just head on over to our Radio Sega Twitter page. Yes, okay. Anyway, moving on from that, Jamie said that's at the real Faker, aka Blue Dreamcast. And Jamie also said the EU theme sucked for Fox Kids / Jetix. The lyrics are incredible, as PT Kickass has mentioned. Sonic X. Do we have it? Please say we have it on this playlist, because I'm tempted to play this. Sonic X. Themes. I don't think we even have Gotta Go Fast on here. Yeah, we don't have Got to Go Fast. How do we not have that? So I can't play the European theme, because I definitely would play that if it was on the playlist, but apparently not. But it's godly, just take my word for it, okay? we should probably actually go on to say the request resort is now open. Yes, you can send in a request relating to the topic of the episode through our Twitter feeds or through, you know, Discord DM. And if you would like a list of what you request from, if you're in the Radio Sega Discord, there you go. That's the image of what you can request. Or if you're on Twitter, our lovely Mr. Social has already posted it for you. So now, oh yeah, right, we have a segment. Yeah, silly me. Forgive me, I'm tired, because I woke up like an hour before I did the show, and then I ate, and then I immediately came upstairs and set up, so I'm really out of it. And the worst part when you like sleep during the day is like I always wake up feeling like really lousy, like I feel like I'm hungover, like not a headache, but like, you know, I feel sick in the stomach, I'm dizzy. You know, it's never a good feeling, but anyway, I should probably, you know, talk about our segment, and why don't we play, you know, the thing that never works. That's always a great plan. So let's come over to here. I played this like so many times now, and this segment never works, so we're gonna try this again.
Hasty history.
Please say that, like, you know, actually attempted to work that time, because I've done it so many times, it's just like, yeah, I ain't gonna work. So if it didn't work, you know, there's a very awkward silence there, and I do apologise. But hasty history. This is the segment where we go through the history of franchises, or one franchise, or just something related to the topic of the episode as quickly as possible. So why don't we get started? First of all, we're going to start off with the Sonic OVA. So the Sonic OVA... The Sonic OVA was first released to Japanese audiences on January 26, 1996, and February 4th, 1996. Because, as we'll go on to explain, the Japanese version and the original US version were split into two episodes on two separate VHS tapes. So, with the first one being released on January 26th and the second one being released on February 4th. The film was more famously re-released in the US in 1999, as well as a DVD release and a VHS release. This is like the more well-known version. Like, you hardly know anybody who's seen the original one. This is the one that most people own. So, the new US version received lots of censorship, all revolving around how characters interacted with Sarah, the new character for the film. I've watched this film so many times, I cannot remember, like, her actual role in... I'd say love interest, but it's, like, sort of not love interest, but, the characters have very interesting interactions with her. If you're a pervert, you'd probably enjoy the Japanese cut, is all I'm gonna say. And you know, Jamie messaged me, so let's see what this is about before I get into the next segment. You know what it's like to be hungover? What's a kid from Essex doing drinking at your age? Jamie, you know nothing about Essex. This is like common. I think I'm the only person my age who doesn't drink around here at this point, let's be honest. The president's daughter, Jamie says, thank you. I could not remember the relation she has in the film. Because I knew that she was like related to one of the characters, but I couldn't remember who. Anyway, there was originally meant to be three here, but if I'm honest, I couldn't find enough information on the third thing I was going to talk about. So I'm instead just going to talk about Sega Hard Girls for the last one, because that's what I want to do. So it's based on a light novel released in Japan on June 2013. With the anime releasing on October 8th, 2014, to mild success. A crossover of the Neptunus series happened on November 26, 2015 in Japan, and it should apparently be released on PC this summer, although I'm a bit skeptical because I haven't seen official sources on it. And a fun little fact, Dreamcast makes an appearance in Fighting Climax, and a little less well-known fact, a Sega Hard Girls themed stage is present in the updated version of the game, which I cannot remember the name off the top of my head. So we're gonna like wait and see if anybody has some requests, because I know Jamie had some. So I will look at Jamie's requests, and I'll probably add them to a list. What were they again? Okay. So in the meantime, as I mentioned, you can send me a message, I'm the Green Vaporate on Twitter, or you can send it to Radio Sega on Twitter, or you can send it to myself. However, if you send it on Twitter, like, just be sure to, I cannot think. Sorry, there are messages going off right now. So, if you send it to me through on Twitter, please make sure to tag me, because otherwise I cannot read it, because I don't have access to Twitter. Let me actually add this before my brain just explodes at this point. So we got that, and then we got... I cannot remember the name of it. There we go. And if somebody else doesn't request it, I'm just going to fill it in for myself. Jamie says Sega Hard Girl sounds like a hentai parody of Sega. That was originally why I was a bit skeptical, because it does sound slightly dodgy, because the original name... Oh, I should have probably brought this up. The original name was obviously Sega Hardware Girls, because, you know, they're based on Sega Hardware. Somewhere along the line, they dropped that name. I don't know why. Because now it just makes it sound like... Now it just makes it sound like a weird hentai parody of Sega, sadly. Ah... Get that image out of my head. No, it won't leave. Let's see what else I could request without, you know, annoying people. Yeah, that'll work. PT has obviously put an emphasis on the hard in that. But, oh yeah, another fun fact, I should have brought these up before, but I was just not thinking when I wrote this script. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, because, like, Japan has some strange laws on TV, meaning that when the show was adapted to an anime, they weren't allowed to include the word Sega in the title. And since they weren't allowed to include the word Sega in the title, that's where the abbreviation Seiha came from. James says they're the hardest girls around anyway. While something gets sorted out, I am going to leave you with some music. So, let me just check Twitter before I go. Yep, okay, that all seems good. So, starting off is my request, since nobody else requested anything, from High School Seiha Girl. Here is Seiha Girl Girl March. Enjoy.
Request Resort.
And welcome back to the Topical Resort. And this is the time of the show where we start to calm down because the talk bed music is very soothing. So what you just heard there was from Bayonetta Bloody Fate, and that was Bloody Fate, as I believe requested by 20. I'm going to assume it was 20 because it came from the official Radio Sega account. And before that, from Sega Hard Girls, I can't read it because Radio DJ is being an idiot again. What's new? From Sega Hard Girls, Let's Go Pichan Eyes. It won't stay on for long enough to let me read it. Size Hoon no he. I can't pronounce Japanese to save my life. That was the title track, Let's Go Pichan Ai. Size Hoon no Hibi. I apologize, you probably all just died, you know, listening to that. That was some very explosive, you know, awful pronunciation. And before, that was a request by Jamie. And before that, we had Virtua Fighter, the anime. That was Wild Vision, also a request by Jamie. And, we actually had four tracks there, if you noticed correctly. That's because I put in my own as a placeholder, and then, like, 20 decides to request. So, one of the first tracks, while my placeholder's being played. So, yeah, so we had four tracks there. So, and the first one we had was Seiha Gaga March from High School Seiha Girl, my request. So, now's the time of the show where we just sort of ramble for a bit and we talk about all the games on the list. Oh, sorry, all of the TV and movies on the list. And I give my opinion on them and say, you know, what I think and what perhaps you think, if you want to tell me, perhaps, if you want to be loud and in my face. And as Jamie has rightly mentioned, we are back to Quartet, because it wouldn't be the show if somebody didn't make a reference to my background music sounding like Quartet. Indeed. So, why don't I actually get the list up? That would be a, you know, brilliant start, but sadly I never think that far ahead. So, let's find that. That is my show, don't wear it out. Yes, thank you, Radio Sega website. There we go. Okay. So, Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. Not too many memories with this one. I briefly remember watching some of it, but, like, it was never something I got too awfully into. Like, it didn't really appeal to me, honestly. A fun fact that I like to bring up is, if you're British, apparently Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog aired on CBeebies, which is a young children's channel. Like very young children, not, like, you know, like 8-year-olds, like 3-year-olds, which always surprises me because it seems a very unfitting show to be on a infants network, but apparently it was there, from what I read. As Jamie is saying, AOSTH is brilliant. It was, I just never really watched much of it. And after that on the list we have Bayonetta Bloody Fate. Bloody Fate, yeah. But I've seen a bit of this film. I haven't, like, watched all of it. I really should, but, like, I haven't played too much Bayonetta, which is probably why I didn't take too much of an interest in finishing the film. We keep meaning to watch it as a group, and Jamie's watched it without us, so maybe we will do one day, but for now, I haven't watched it, but it seems good from what I've seen, like, clips and bits and pieces. Oh dear god, another name that I need to pronounce. High School Seiha Girl Wakai Chikara Sega Hard Girls Mix. We don't actually have this album on the 24/7, but that's because we just included it in the High School Seiha Girls album. This has two tracks. It has Young Force, the Sega Hard Girls Mix, which is the ending theme, and it has Blooming, which is probably my favourite Sega Hard Girls theme, which it used to get requested quite a lot, actually. I did enjoy it when Blooming got, you know, absolutely spammed on the 24/7, and we got it quite high up in the charts. I was proud of that. Yeah, it's a very good album, actually. It only has two tracks, but the two tracks on there are very good. They're some of the less insufferable tracks if you don't perhaps like the series. Phantasy Star 2 Online, the animation. I don't have too much experience with this because I live in the West, which is why I don't have too much experience with Phantasy Star Online 2 in general. From what I've seen, it looks like Weave Trip. No, it looks alright. But I don't have too much interest in Phantasy Star or an animation about Phantasy Star, so I think I'll pass. After that, we have Sega Hard Girls High School. I'm going to count this as the album, but I'm also going to count the series. Very much enjoyed the anime. You know, like, don't watch... you know, don't watch the anime if you haven't read the manga, blah blah blah. But yeah, we get into that meme. But I did rather enjoy it, because this is going to come as a shock to some people, because I seem like a huge weeb, but I really don't like anime that much. So, like, when I watched this, I was like, wow, this is actually really good, and I'm enjoying this for once. This is a change. And it was only 14 episodes long. It could have gone longer, but it didn't, you know, because I think they were most likely pushed for time when they were making the series. Aside from that, I think it's a very good anime. There's a box set coming out this month, which is like £30, which is a ridiculous amount of money for a Blu-ray. I don't care if it has a DVD with it, that's a ridiculous amount of money for a Blu-ray, I'm sorry. Like, why is anime so flippin' expensive? It really angers me. Like, I can buy, like, a box set of, like, for example, like, one that I bought recently. I bought a box set of SpongeBob for, like, £15, and it has well over 30 episodes on it. £15, 30 episodes, good deal, you know. You're getting an episode for 50p each, roughly. Whereas, with anime, like, anime is always really short, so, like, for example, Say Hi Girls only has 13 episodes, and it costs £30. Like, I don't get the reasoning behind that. Why is it so expensive? But anyway, aside from that, the album itself... Sorry. The album itself, very good tracks on it that didn't appear in the show. In fact, so, like, every character has a character theme on this album. And, none of the character themes appeared in the show, except for Dreamcast, which is Kirito Daibudesu, I believe is the name of it. Like, Daiju, but I'm gonna look this up now, sorry. Kirito Daibudesu, that's it, okay. Yeah, that's the only one that appeared in the show, Shobito 16-bit, and no way, didn't appear in the show, but that was the only one that did. Anyway, enough of my rambling, because now we need to go on to another Sega Girls album. Vocal tracks, Jun Ensaki, Susume. This is probably my favourite of all the albums that they did for this series. It only has three tracks, but the three tracks it has are very good. It has obviously the track itself, Jun Ensaki, Susume, which I really like, Showtime, which I also really like, and Golden Memories, which sounds a lot like the theme of Gurren Lagann. This is like one of the only albums that I've actually wanted to buy physically, but the only thing that puts me off is it's six songs and I need to import it. That's the only thing that puts me off. Anyway, after that, Sega Hot Girls Tsui Tekoi Mega Driver Let's Go Pichan A Saishun No Hibe. Yeah, it's a long-winded title, people. But I enjoyed this album, actually. As I mentioned, Let's Go Pichan A Senshun No Hibi. I want to say that name as little times as possible, but I've sort of forced myself into it. I really like that track. That track grows more on me the more I listen to it, because I really didn't like that track when I first heard it. But as for, you know, Tsui Tekoi Mega Driver, I did quite enjoy that one when I first heard it, actually. So it's a good album. I'd recommend it. Like, these albums are, like, easy enough to find. Like, I remember, like, the first one wasn't on iTunes. Like, the only place you could get it was Japanese iTunes, but it wasn't, like, anywhere else. And then all the other ones have been, like, super available. Like, for example, I know Vocal Tracks Jun Ensaki Susume is on... It's on, like, iTunes, it's on Spotify, I think it's on, like, all major streaming services, which the first album wasn't, which made the first album a right pain to get. I think I got it through Amazon, Music Digital in the end. And after that, we have Sonic Boom, a series which I did quite enjoy, but we didn't really get too much of it in the UK. We got 10 episodes dumped onto Boomerang. Yes, that network that nobody listens, or sorry, nobody watches. It was dumped on there for 10 episodes. It did really well, got really good ratings for the like station it was on. Then they just dropped it, and we haven't seen an episode in the UK since. I don't know why, because it did incredibly well. The only place we've actually seen it legally now, from now on, is DVD releases, which are way too much money and have like only a few episodes on them. Luckily, the DVDs literally hit the bargain bin as soon as they came out. Like, I got the Sidekick DVD for like £3. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Sonic Boom Fire and Ice. Now, you may ask, why have I included this? Because that's a game. Well, I included it since the only track I could find from the TV show was the title theme, or more specifically, the French title theme. So as such, I decided to include Fire and Ice in case anybody wanted to request that. I enjoyed Fire and Ice, but anyway, that's not what we're talking about. Sonic the Hedgehog OVA. This is probably my pick for favorite like video game movie. It's so good. It's just like silly fun. Like, the Japanese dub is a lot better, and that's not because it's pervert. I mean, what? But the voice acting is actually bearable in that version, and obviously it's uncut. You know, they didn't mess with it too much. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I'd recommend you watch it in some form, whether it be English or Japanese. Just watch it. And after that is Sonic X, as I mentioned. Watched this show like religiously when I was younger. Nowadays, I know it's not very good, but it has some pretty good music. And as for the Virtua Fighter anime, well, I haven't watched any of it, but I've seen like clips of it through like YouTube videos, and I should watch it because it actually does look quite good. Like, you wouldn't expect it to be like amazing, but it apparently was. Right, let's see what you guys have been saying in the Discord. Jamie said, didn't AOSTH air on Pop in the UK? I believe it did, yes. I actually remember Pop, which is weird, because I don't normally remember a lot of like TV stations. But I used to watch Pop quite a lot, and I think I remember it being there. What was the green one called? I think it was like Kix. That was where Sonic Underground aired, and I watched Sonic Underground. How did I forget that show? How did I leave that off the list? Damn it. Yeah, no, Sonic Underground used to be on there, and I used to watch that a lot when I was like 10. And I have the complete box set because of how much I love that show. Nowadays, I know it's not so great, but I still like Manica as a character, and, you know, the rest of the show can burn. The fun fact I always like to bring up with that show is Sonic's singing voice in that show is the voice of Double D from Ed, Edd n Eddy. Fun fact. Yeah, Jamie also forgot about Underground. See, it wasn't just me. Yeah, Sonic Underground, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it at the time. I don't enjoy it that much now. Yeah, its music supply was okay. But, let's see what else. Jamie says, I'm curious about the House of the Dead movies. I know nothing about the House of the Dead movies, except for I heard they were mediocre. Jamie's laughing because I said SpongeBob. Yes. I watched Nicktoons, get over it. Then, give up with the Japanese Essex boy, you're killing it. And no, I cannot do better, I don't think. You can't do better, whole boy, be quiet. And Jamie has now posted a picture of Chris Thorndike from Sonic X. Oh, Jamie, even when you're trying to be funny, you're just not. Chris Thorndike is infamously hated throughout the fanbase, and I can see why. One thing I forgot to bring up about Sonic X, the Japanese dub is often considered better, which I sort of agree with. The voice acting's, you know, decent, but people like it because it's one of the only pieces of Sonic media to have swearing in it. Obviously, you know, this is a family-friendly show, I cannot repeat those words on the airwaves, but it does actually have quite coarse language, shall we say, for a kid's show. That's because in Japan, saying, we're going to call it the S-word. Saying the S-word is like the equivalent of saying damn here, like no one cares. It's just like a mild sort of thing, like, oh darn, you know. But here, obviously, it's a lot less acceptable to say that, so when they dubbed it, they obviously removed all the swearing. Which I find that a fun fact, because, you know, like, a very family-friendly character had a show filled with swearing. Jamie says the Japanese version is better. They mention Green Hill. That's the only reason it's better, is it? Because it mentions Green Hill. Anyway, I've been rambling on for long enough. We're going to play some music. So, from the Sonic the Hedgehog OVA, this is Lookalike, aka Theme of Rex. I mean, what? So, stay locked right here, because you're listening to Topical Resort, and you're listening to the Sonic the Hedgehog OVA soundtrack right here on Radio Sega.
Bye.
Topical Resort, only on Radio Sega.
Welcome back to the show, and as I was just mentioning in the Discord, I'm a complete idiot, because what day is it today? It is Cinco de Mayo. And what does that mean? That means I could have done a Samba de Amigo show, but I didn't. I instead chose this topic. Silly me. And Jamie also has mentioned that it's around about the Saturn's birthday, and I also keep meaning to do a special about the Saturn, so... poor timing on my part, what can I say? So what you just heard there was from... What was it from? Bayonetta. That was the theme of Bayonetta, Mysterious Destiny. And the reason I didn't play the Bloody Fate version there was because the Bloody Fate version is only a minute long, whereas that version is almost 3 minutes long. It's practically the same track. But before that, we had, from the Sonic the Hedgehog OVA, one of my favourite movies, that was Lookalike. The credits theme, and it also plays throughout the game as well. But now it is time for the segment that was just mentioned. Topical Thesis. Yeah, see, I am a professional voice actor. I don't know what you're talking about. So, in this segment, as always, I'll be speaking about an opinion that I've come up with myself, or I've heard other people around the Sega community mention, and I'll put my own thoughts on it. And as always, 3 points for, 3 points against, and come to a justified conclusion, and we'll hear from you guys as to what you think about this opinion. So today's opinion is, should Sega give more games TV shows? So one of my points for is it grabs a new audience for said series. It's always, you know, a good point to start on because, you know, most things can be argued that it grabs a new audience. But a TV show is a prime way to drag, like, you know, like, introduce, like, younger children or perhaps fans who don't know to a new series. And, you know, no exception with Sega because, you know, Sega have a lot of series that could make for some quite good TV shows. And, you know, it can help tie into other forms of advertisement and merchandising. point being Sonic Boom, because Sonic Boom was a tie-in with a bunch of merchandise, comics and games. It was a massive thing, and it tied, the TV show tied into it all very well, and, you know, it boosted, like, the advertising power that, like, the other parts of advertisement had. That's my point. And it can be entertaining no matter which audience is watching it. Like, if you write a TV show well, then it doesn't matter the audience, because anyone can enjoy it. Once again, my example being Sonic Boom, because the humour isn't subjective. Like, Sonic fans can get a laugh, young children can get a laugh, older adults can get a laugh. They didn't make it specifically tailored to one crowd, which is a perfect way to make a TV show. So if, like, Sega would make more TV shows for their games, I'd recommend they try it in that style. It's not suited towards a specific audience, although that makes it harder to sell a show, as you're not suiting it to that specific audience. Points against. It's hard to market an obscure franchise. You know, point being, I don't know, one of Sega's more obscure franchises. That was a good example. But, you know, like, it's going to be a bit more difficult to convince kids to watch, like, a Ristar show, although maybe that could work. Let's think of a worse example. Any Mega Drive platformer. It's going to be difficult to get a kid to watch, like, some show about a Mega Drive platformer that they've never heard of. Whereas, you know, like, some well-known Sega franchise, you could easily get kids to watch it. But if it's more obscure, then, you know, kids aren't going to watch it. Like, once again, Sonic Boom, kids watch it because it's Sonic. They don't watch it because it's funny, they watch it because it's Sonic. If you have a more obscure franchise, then obviously it's a lot more difficult to go, oh, I'm going to watch this show because it's a Ristar show. Like, what the hell's Ristar? You know? And shows are often aimed at younger audience, leaving old fans not to watch and take a hit on the ratings. I don't have a specific example, and it's not Sonic Boom this time, don't worry. But, because there's this, like, huge stigma that, oh, cartoons are only for children, adults aren't allowed to enjoy cartoons. And as such, a lot of the time, cartoon writers just go, oh, well, it's for kids, we're not going to try, we're just going to make this incredibly stupid nonsense. Cough, modern SpongeBob, I mean, what? But, yeah, they just, like, write it to younger children, and they actually don't care at all about, you know, quality or anything, and that leaves a lot of adults who would make up quite a large percent of the audience, leaving isolated and leaving the show without an audience. And, what else we got? And, I cannot read currently. Oh, it can be expensive for the company if the show flops. Once again, with my example being Sonic Boom, because that is a really good example, because it ties into all my points very well. Sonic Boom did flop quite incredibly hard, because it didn't do as well as they initially expected, and they put quite a large sum of money into marketing Sonic Boom, like I said. Games, comics, toys, TV show, all this stuff they made, and the show just completely flops, the game flops. The comic does well, but it's only a mini-series. It all goes, you know, it all goes pear-shaped. What can I say? So, like, when you have something like that, it's rather expensive if you make a flop of a show that only lasts, like, a year or less. Anyway, my conclusion. Although they can be entertaining, I think the risk of both upsetting the fan bases and as well as the large sum of money goes into making a TV show, only for it to fail, I believe that Sega shouldn't go out of their way to make more TV shows for their games. So my opinion may be unpopular, but I want to hear your opinion. So what's your stance on the statement? Why not tell us your opinion and have it read out on air? To have your say read out on air, you have a few options. You can join our Discord server over at radiosc.ga/discord. You can send us a tweet at Radio Sega or at the Green Viper 8, or send us a message on Facebook at Radio Sega. So let's see what the Discord has been up to with all these antics. Jamie says, Sonic Boom is even better because we can hear one of the best VAs for Eggman. That is true. And Jamie also says, Ristar could have an educational show teaching the kids about space. That's actually not a half bad idea. I think Ristar as a character can appeal to any market. So I think, you know, having Ristar be an educational show could certainly be an interesting idea. And, you know, he hasn't got a super edge to him, but he doesn't look super childlike, so I feel like it would be easy to market him to that audience. And James says, didn't Sonic Boom air during early hours? That it did. It aired about 6 a.m. for Americans when on the first season, and then it got to a decent time slot. Like, you know, Cartoon Network was like, yeah, guys, we're going to give this a decent time slot, and then they just go, hang on, screw that, we're just going to dump it on Boomerang instead. And our time slot was awful as well here in the UK, because Boomerang aired at 3 p.m. and I remember, like, I specifically remember the date it aired was June 1st. I just remember that in the back of my head, and I remember rushing home from school, like, sitting on the bus, like, come on, I need to go and watch Sonic Boom again for, like, the third time I've seen this episode. And, 3 p.m. is an awful time to air on a show, because practically all your audience is at school, and most of your audience doesn't own Boomerang. Also, fun fact, on that initial airing, they actually messed up the aspect ratio. There was a massive black border around the show itself. Whoops. Yeah, as Jamie says, who's home at 3 p.m. from school? On a Monday, which was the day it aired, I specifically remember it as a Monday, 3 p.m. is the time I finish school. Like, I finish on a Friday, and on a Wednesday and a Friday at 2:40, which means I could barely make it home to watch that on a Wednesday or a Friday, but, like, 3 p.m. is an awful time. Jamie, no! I forgot about Initial D! I did forget about Initial D! Damn it! I really want to play some music, but I have to find some music now. I have the album here somewhere. It's on my Google Drive. Let me drag it on from my Google Drive. Okay, I should barely be able to make this if it pastes quick enough. No! 1.3 gigabytes! This will take forever. I need to do some serious pad... I mean, what? Let's see if anybody's had anything to say on the Twitter while I wait for this. And I really don't need to pad, because I do quite rather need to make a break, if you get me. Let's just read through this. Okay, so we haven't had any responses so far, but if you would like to send in a response, just hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on our Facebook page, or perhaps hit us up on our MySpace. Oh, joking, we don't have a MySpace. What a shame. Yeah, well, if we did have a MySpace, though, like, how amazing would that be? Not very, apparently. Oh, dear. Padding for time. Padding for time. Padding. Let's see. Yeah, how could we forget about Initial D? I don't know, I'm not forgetting about Initial D because I'm importing it now. Yes, I is good host. Sorry, I have this awful tendency to hum stuff when I'm trying to concentrate, and I don't know why importing music requires concentration, but apparently it does. Here we go, Initial D. Let's just import the entire thing. 166 tracks! This is going to take forever! No. Oh, please, Discord, save me in this time of need. Because I can't even go on to the next song, because this menu blocks the play button. Oh dear. I messed this up badly. I should have just imported it while the song break was on, but importing music needs 100% concentration. Well, it does when you're trying to get the right tags, Jamie, because I don't want to mess this up. Okay, we're on 62, we can do this. We're almost there. Come on, I'm about to explode right on my chair, so please hurry up. Please. I'm just reading the forum right now as I just wait for this. That's how desperate I've got. I need the forum to keep me busy. No, it's only halfway through. Come on now. Some mad padding going on here. I think I just broke... No, okay. I just thought I broke my microphone, which is on the side of my headphones. Because I don't use that one. I use my actual microphone. But that is, like, really wobbly microphone that barely even works. Jamie says, couldn't you have gone to the RS Playlist server? I downloaded the soundtrack of my RS Playlist server, and I'm now just importing it into the software itself, which is what's taking the long amount of time. Come on, hurry up! I'm so desperate now. I'm going to die about a good cause. Is this how I want to lose my loved ones, waiting for Initial D music to import? No, which is why you should hurry up. So I should probably talk about Initial D since we didn't talk about that during Topical Thesis. No, sorry, since we didn't talk about that during, I can't even remember its name. During my review segment, Initial D, very fun anime. It's obviously a meme now, but you know, it's very memeful. It's high, it's action packed. There's only one song I can play from Initial D, so let's just play that and have over with it, as I say. Okay, so from Sonic Boom Fire and Ice, here is Gothic Castle, right here on Radio Sega.
Missed an episode and want to catch up? Want to re-educate yourself on the topic of a previous show? Download our podcast from the Radio Sega Media section. Subscribe to us on iTunes or stream the show through Stitcher. Discord Cooling.
Oh boy, that music from a game I've never played can only mean one thing. It's time for the Discord call-in. Yes, because we still don't have a Trivia Coast segment. Because I'm currently trying to figure out the best way to sort of handle that segment. As I mentioned, it may come back, it may not. I'm currently deciding on what I think would be best for the show. But while we do that, we have another week of the Discord call-in. If you'd like to join the Discord call-in, it's fairly simple. All you need to do is go to radiose.ga/discord, and from there, you'll need to join the Chill Out voice room. You'll need to have a microphone for your chance to be on the show. So, first of all, why don't we see, you know, if anybody's actually hanging about. Maybe if they're lurking in the Chill Out. No, okay, they're not. Awesome. Okay, we have one person. We have one unsuspecting victim. That's good enough for me. And we're going to probably have to rush this segment a bit because I just currently checked the time and it's a lot later than I would normally start this segment. So we're going to just drag on our unsuspecting victim right now. Let's turn you down a bit. And actually, I'll give them warning this time. I'm feeling generous. I don't know why I wrote it like that. I'm an idiot. That's all I can say. I wrote the quickest thing I could and it came off rather rude, I'm sorry. Anyway, let's drag him in. Good evening and welcome to the show, Mr. Wonderman, aka Jamie64326, aka PT Kickass, aka Green Pepper 8.
So that's your warning.
Yeah, I apologize. I wrote something incredibly quickly and it's only when after I posted it I realized what I'd said.
Thanks for calling with me, Dad. Good night, everybody.
Good night. So anyway, what would you like to talk about today?
Seeing that, we'll try and stay on the topic this week. Sonic cartoons, Sega-related media like that. I think, to me, still the best one has to be the Sonic Sat-AM cartoon.
I actually would agree with this, yes.
That, to me, is actually probably one of the best ones, what never got completed, sadly.
There was a running trend, though, of Sonic cartoons. They never got finished. They always got like cancelled halfway through story arcs.
Yep, especially that there was losing ratings to the Power Rangers.
Damn you, Power Rangers, you did this.
I'm not complaining, I love the Power Rangers.
I'm indifferent. I should probably explain my story, since I don't think I explained my story with Seth A.M. I did actually watch it growing up, surprisingly, despite the fact, you know, yeah, a young joke, here we go. But I remember finding a DVD of it, which had like 10 episodes on it, for £3 in a Nasda once, and I bought it and I got hooked on the show. And I was like, I need more DVDs, except I couldn't find them, so I just watched the rest of the show on YouTube. But I still really enjoyed it, and I wish I'd go back and watch it again.
I think it brought one of the darkest turns you possibly could ever see in Sonic.
I normally don't like dark tones in the series, but I feel like Sat-AM handles it like pretty well, but there are some things it could do better. Like, there are some points where I think, okay, that's a bit, you know, too grim dark for Sonic.
I don't know, I think it worked well with what they were trying to say, because it was trying to make Robotnik, oh, that sounds weird for me to say. Anyway, Robotnik, as like the, was it, overlord that he is, because he did take over the planet.
It's true, but like, at the same time, I do think they make like some things way too grim dark for that show, but it is a very nice tone, but like sometimes they take the tone too far in like some episodes.
And then the voice acting behind Robotnik.
Oh, incredible. Jim Cummings. Only rivaled by Dean Bristow for like some of the most sinister sounding Eggman lines.
They mean Robotnik?
No.
Yes, because he wasn't Eggman
he
in
He was,
plan.
But at the same time it's the same character, so I'm just going to call him Eggman.
No, he literally wasn't an Eggman. There was no mention to the name or nothing. He was Dr. Ivo Robotnik in Adventures of R, Dr. Julian Kintubo, or Dr. Robotnik.
His name's like Kintobar or something, isn't it?
Yeah, because they tried to make him like have at least a more decent backstory, more decent than the games could ever do.
Sadly.
And then you had the Archie comics, not continuing, but like expanding upon what that universe created by creating their own universe with the characters, the setting.
And then Ken Penda screwed everything over.
Can we just forget that?
Yes, okay.
Wait, wasn't Penders the guy who had owned like the characters like Julie Sue and everything?
Yeah, no, is it the Laura Sue Chronicles? What a comic. It has like a bunch of I think somebody pointed out that on the very first page it has a stock photo taken from Google. Incredible.
God, if it wasn't for that we wouldn't have what is it, the old time travelling incident in the comics. Oh, he had to screw everything off.
Yes, I do really love Worlds Collide's the first one, isn't it? But sadly that like time travel thing just like messes with the ending and I don't like that.
And then, because I've never read that far into the comics, I was reading on it and it's they remember the previous timeline, but obviously due to copyright they can't mention certain events.
Yeah, like the only bit of the comic I ever really read was the Worlds Collide thing. I didn't even read the new one, like I think it was called Worlds Unite. I didn't read that one because I didn't hear the best things about it, although I should pick it up at some point.
I need to read that. It's got Alex Kidd and everything.
Yeah, as soon as I heard it had Knights and Knuckles in the same comic, I'm like, where do I sign up?
Who cares about Knights? It's got Alex Kidd.
It's got Alex Kidd. It has like a ton of Sega and Capcom characters, and that's what I sort of feel like ruins it, because it had like, it was like the perfect sort of mix of characters, and then they're like, let's throw everyone in. And, like, sort of disregard any form of story rules that the first one had.
What I need to know is if both Mega Man and X interact with each other.
That's true.
Because it wasn't X kind of like a later model and way after Mega Man's time.
Yeah. Also, like, a quick side tangent I'd like to go on, because we were speaking on the subject of, like, Sinister Lions. In Sonic Adventure, like, a lot of the more Sinister Lions come from Tails Story, and that's a fun fact, because the reason all of Tails Story's lines are super sinister is because Tails, like, in the form of the episode, or sorry, in the form of the game, is meant to be more scared of Eggman. So when you're playing the game from his perspective, the lines are a lot more menacing than, like, jokey like they are with Sonic.
I kind of didn't like that about Adventure. It kind of messed up the story slightly, because you're seeing it in different characters' perspective, but at a point, at that same time, it's, you know what really happened, yet it's different event going on.
Yeah, but I really like that, because it's like a ton of like different events just interlinking right at the end. Also, the Egg Carrier 2 is an incredible bit of engineering. That's like what has to be one of the best ending credits. Not ending credits, sorry, one of the best ending cutscenes. Eggman comes in with the Egg Carrier 2, immediately gets destroyed.
I did also enjoy the Sonic earlier, which I want to watch the Japanese dub sometime.
The Japanese dub is very good, I would recommend it.
It's just every time I think of the earlier now, I just think of the Sonic shorts.
Yeah, you mentioned the Sonic shorts earlier, but do you want to mention it on here?
It's, you get Sarah and Robotnik just there, and it's, you get Old Man Owl dressed up in a wedding outfit, and it's, he goes, Robotnik, don't you think I look cute? And they're just, Sarah and Robotnik look at each other and just throw up.
I would bring up, like, all of the censorships that were made to the US version, but they're actually quite disturbing, and I'm not sure if I can get away with mentioning it on PG radio, which actually surprises me, that a Sonic film had so many perverted edits that had to be made to it.
Do a not safe for work episode.
Like, I should, but you know, it's a family friendly show, Jamie. But anyway, I'm gonna actually have to push on because I just noticed the time. You got anything else you'd like to say before you leave for offer briefly?
You still suck.
I still suck. I meant like, do you want to talk about anything else just like quickly before we leave? But
like I say, Sonic X was, surprisingly, I enjoyed them. I don't care what this one says, I actually did manage this Bondi.
I'm indifferent, like, it never really got on my nerves, but at the same time, not an amazing character.
It gave a human perspective to what would happen if they saw humanoid animals.
That's true, yeah. Also, I keep delaying this, but fun fact, in the original pilot for Sonic X, which is currently online, all the humans are actually replaced with animals. It was only when the final version came out that the humans were put there instead of the animals.
And that fact, that's where Nazo came from.
That is where Nazo came from, yes. Izuka confirmed that on his Facebook.
Which, if anyone's interested, there's an interesting Flash series.
That is true, and they're making a movie.
Loosely based on Dragon Ball Z, shall we say.
Yeah, I need to watch that again, because I, watched part of it. I never really got too into early Flash stuff, like Super Mario Bros. Z, for example. I was going to, watch the new series to get into that, and then the creator went AWOL, and it looks like there's never going to be a second episode of that series, sadly.
I just didn't like that Nazo series when they brought in the Super Emeralds.
That was, a right mind, boggling moment. That entire series was so convoluted from what I saw of it.
I will never acknowledge those emeralds unless I'm doing the game 100%.
That's true. Right, anyway, sorry, Jamie, I'm just going to have to push on with time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Anything you'd like to say before I drag you back to your chill-out doom?
Get more listeners, get more people into the chill-out and everything.
That's true, you should all join the chill-out, radiosc.go/discord. But currently we don't have any time, so I'm going to have to push on. Anyway, Jamie, thanks so much. Say goodbye or something to the people.
Bye, people.
That was a very swift goodbye. Anyway, we're going to have to push on with the show because we've got half an hour left and I don't want to overrun into Sega Mixer Drive, the only thing worth listening to on a Friday night. So we're going to get on with the Toppy Mix, which is a Sega track not relating to the topic of the episode, a remix relating to the topic of the episode, and a non-Sega track not relating to the topic of the episode, all in that order. And first off, with our Sega track of the episode, we're going to start off with Nasty Gatekeeper from Dynamite Heady, the 16-bit version, so keep it tuned because you're listening to Radio Sega.
Let's get scratching. We'll be right back.
Oh boy, it's that time that everybody loves. It's the time for the end of the show, and it's time for Sega Mix Drive right after me. But before that, we still got some music, but I should probably just explain what you heard there. So, from Spark the Electric Jester, that was the ultimate final boss. Before that, there's a final boss, and after that, spoilers, there's another boss. I'm sorry, it had to be put out there. But, yeah, Topical Resort, probably one of my best works. This is totally not self-referential humour. Before that was a remix known as the South Island Faker for South Island Remix from the Sonic OVA by Turret3471, and before that from Dynamite Heady, the 16-bit version, that was Nasty Gatekeeper. So this is the end of the show. I could tell you what's coming up, but I simply don't know, and I've already explained what's coming up after me, but as for, you know, what's on at the end of the show, I really don't know. So I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being very supportive tonight. I've actually seen quite a lot of people I wasn't expecting to see. No, I'm joking. There's been a lot more activity in the chat today, which is very nice, you know. I like seeing people enjoying the show. Which is always good, because it, you know, it feeds the show, because then I know what people like, and what people don't like, and it gives me better ideas of what to do. So, without rambling on for too much longer, because I'm quite short on time, we're just gonna play the last song of the show. From the Virtual Fighter anime, this is... not another Japanese word, no. This is Kuchibiru no Shinwa, as I mentioned, from the Virtual Fighter anime. I have been your host, The Green Viper 8. I will see you again next week for some more topical action. Until then, enjoy the music.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.